It wasn't planned. Gabriel Sacchichini, a versatile musician and experienced conductor, thought he was merely offering background information when he was invited by the Cotati City Council, back in 1998, to talk about what it might take to launch a new community orchestra. So when they asked if he'd be willing to lead such a group, his acceptance was conditional.
Okay, I'll lead it if you all move the chairs and bring food to rehearsals and organize a volunteer group. And also, only if we do this for no reason except for community service and for love. Nobody gets paid. We're doing this totally just for the joy of doing it.
Thus began the Cotati Philharmonic, an ensemble comprised of professional musicians who volunteered their efforts. And from the very first, Sacchichini says, they went about the art of music making differently.
We started with a conversation about, well, if we were going to reinvent the notion of orchestra in the United States, what would that be? It's primarily service-based. So this orchestra exists to give a gift to the community. If that provides value, then we would expect that the members of the community that are receiving that value would participate as well.
After a few years, the group outgrew its municipal sponsorship, went independent, and took on the name American Philharmonic, a change that Sacchichini saw as an affirmation of their non-traditional, internally democratic philosophy.
Not a value chain, not an aristocratically determined system, but rather a group of people coming together for a purpose that is in service to the whole. So we think that's a 21st century American idea, and that's why it was named American Philharmonic. Everyone involved has a say to the extent of their accountability.
But governance is secondary to music, where the intention, always, has been the creation of a transcendent experience.
So what we work on is creating a transcendental community-shared experience, not just an entertaining concert. You have to be at least entertaining, but what has people come back is because there's some sort of spiritual refreshment or some sort of uplifting transformational quality to the event, and that's what we're trying to work on all the time.
And Sacchichini says the audience recognizes and responds to that difference.
They love being in the presence of people who are up there really sweating to make it as good as it possibly can be. So that dynamic between the performers and the audience is this wonderful art experience that is just beautiful. That stuff is the stuff. That's why we go to concerts.
Moreover, the conductor says, the orchestra's financial well-being is tied directly to their success in creating an exceptional shared musical experience with their listeners.
We know that if people believe in what we're doing and want it to continue, and they're inspired by the music and kind of uplifted and have a sense of belonging to what we're doing, that the per-person donation that night goes up. And if we don't succeed at that, it goes down. So that's a very good measure for, are we connecting at a, you could say, an extraordinary level, not just at the level of entertainment.
A dozen years on, the American Philharmonic is now an established community institution and ready, Sacchichini says, for its next era, without him. He'll step away at the end of the current season, but not before leading the orchestra on an unexpected state-sponsored concert tour in China. More about that in tomorrow's report. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.